Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H, and to sponsor reports from the 2016 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransCo.com. That's ITCTransCo.com. ITC, your energy superhighway.
It's the Apache Auction Market Special Cow Sale, Saturday, March 12th at noon at the Apache Auction Market. There will be more than 800 cows consigned to the sale, including 120 cow-calf pairs and heavy-bred cows off the Hutchison Ranch and 400 cow-calf pairs and heavy-bred cows off the Nault Ranch. For more information, call Apache Auction Market at 1-888-926-9696 or go to the website www.stockmanoklahoma.com. All right, Justin, just exactly how those grains end up here this afternoon?
Grain futures today were higher for wheat. Wheat closed 3 3/4 higher in July, Kansas City at 484 3/4. The high today was 486 1/4. The Chicago wheat up 1 3/4 to 2 cents here. July Chicago looks like 474 up 2 1/4 was the last tick there. Beans were a penny higher, and then corn looks like it's going to settle down about a penny and a half. Cattle futures today on the feeders were up 20 to 30 cents. March feeders finished at 159.22, almost identical to the feeder cattle index, which was 159.18 yesterday. Also to note, yesterday there was some 136 cash trade on the live cattle, just lightly traded there, 138 ask this morning. Live cattle were down 12 in April, 137.82. June's down 10. There's continued talk about the big drop-off from April to June futures. June is typically a weaker month than April, but being over $10 difference is quite extreme for this time of year. If you look back 15, 20 years, it's normally $3 or $4 difference. Crude oil today up $1.50. The Dow Jones is up 16. U.S. dollar index down about 2. The big mover today, I guess, would be the oil as it rebounds going back to the highs from...
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Superior way.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Most of the ag futures commentary today focused around the USDA report, which was released this morning at 11 a.m. The estimates were not quite as big as they thought across the board. The 2015-16 ending stocks for wheat were 966 million bushels. The average guess was 975, so lower than expected, and exactly the same number as what was in February. Corn also left unchanged when we were expecting an increase. Corn stayed the same at 1.837 billion bushels. Now, the one increase was the soybean ending stocks was 460 million. They are expecting 452, so it was 8 million bushels higher than expected. In February, they said 450 million. So now really neutral to even maybe a little bit positive spin on the 15-16 crop year ending stocks here in the United States. Now, on the world level, wheat was actually lower than last month. It was 237.59 million metric tons, and so they dropped it. Also dropped corn down to just under 207 million metric tons. In February, it was 208.81. Soybeans also dropped on the world level to 78.87. Last month, it was 80.42. So most people would consider that report.
Justin, how can folks get more information from you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.